The plane's laying on the north.
Don't swing there.
The plane's lying on the north.
You get up in that tape on the north here. No?
Don't swing there.
On the floor there, I might be. Both dying of an hour. We'll be tomorrow together. You ready for this tomorrow? Once we'll see it again. Tomorrow it says. Wide lines. Shmuel says, "Nasa isha v'shah ima esa shanim la yolda ein kofen also." We don't force to divorce her. Rav Tachlifa says, "Afilu nasa isha v'shah esa shanim la yolda kofen also." Okay, so Machlov is divorce guy. You hear me? Force a guy to divorce his wife if they're married 10 years with no children, or do you not force? Even against both of us, it's a good thing, sure. But we're discussing against his will in particular. None. Eilu shekol, but also lo, to the Mishnah not by anzai, and who can shin ba polikas, Mishnah, but Rav Asi, that was your first opinion, the Rav Bonon, Katani, the Oraisa, lo Katani. Why did they mention Sulos, why did they mention the guy married the mom there? It's obvious, the rice is not found. Ella the Rav Tachlifa Baravim is listening in Nasi Isha Vashar Meser Shanin below Yolda Kofen also, why is it found in our Mishnah? Omer Rav Nachman Okasha Obimili Chavishot. What do you mean? It's two ways of force, with words and with sticks. So Rashi, the last Rashi on the page says, Habimili, Apiria Varivia, Bimili, Maria Svina, and Vishoti Lo Radina Le, Abelhana Vishoti, Nami Radina Le, Sheeshalo Le Kabel. In other words, in the Mishnah, you force them with sticks, and if they don't have any children, you force them only with what? With nu? With words. Maskler of Abba, Vizgarm, Le Yvosar of it. Words, you know, names will never harm me, so words won't help at all. You can't call it fear. But Habaha Vishoti, always use sticks. Also, Kiyama Avina Ba'adei Shavkinala. Acha, Agadam Avina Ba'adei Lo Shavkinala. The question whether you allow it to go on in the case where they, as you said before, they're both willing to stay. So in the case of a guy's bad breath or his bad odor, she happens to stay married or stay married not so happily, so we let her stay. But there are no children, so he has to have children, so we force the issue even though she's happy to stay married, to be happy to marry, we still force her get divorced and take another wife and have children. That's why it's not found in the mission. But really, it's fear to show. Haven't got a trade? Let's do tomorrow. We don't know for sure. We assume it's probably because she can't have children. We do for the fact that he could. No point in having to marry somebody else. That's for sure. No din of Zerah Levatala if they can't have children. That's for sure.
So it's also ready. So it's not a problem.
Talk about how that's around the test. Sure. No reason.
I mean, just one thing. Oh, yeah. This is the Ravasi, the Rabbanik Tani, the Raisa Lok Tani.
Right.
So what does it mean? The deeds of the Rabbanik, I mean...
The obligation to divorce your wife to the Mamzeris is the Raisa. That's so obvious.
Right.
They don't
but
bother
the deeds of the Rabbanik. So what, the right. Rabbanik drew
even
objective...
Even through Ravu, that's the point. Rashi has a cop. Ravu is the Raisa. Rashi has given Shuk Ravu is the Raisa. You might take a second wife. The fact that we prohibit you from keeping the first for lack of the ability to get a second, that's the Rabbanik.
Right. Oh. So also just that the Rabbanan drew what are objective things that you should be kofen lahotzi?
Right, that's correct. Exactly so. So Rabbanan said a very important chazon issue. I want to tell you right now, listen very carefully. You have to hear me over there? Yeah? Just follow. You see from the Gemara that there are three levels. And look at Rav Asi. Rav Asi says if she had 10 years with no children, you don't force, not only you don't force the sticks, but obviously, you don't even force what? With words. Tell me a question. Don't you think Rav Ashi would admit she can call him an avaria? Rav Ashi call him an avaria. He's doing avaria. He's not having children. So there's three levels to the Chazanish. One, to call a guy an avaria, level one, the lowest level. Two, to use what's called fear of the meter, which comes to the rush, which is putting him into what? Into Kerim, the rush said. And three is anything with last with six, three different levels. According to the rush, it's very good. But according to the rush, we understand that the rush held a Kerim Mili of Nidud. You know, he got a Chris Gemara. The Rabbal says a very important thing.
But then, but they also see
there are only three levels. There aren't four levels. He's calling him about Balaveira. It's Kerim. And what else is there? Six.
But you see,
if that's the case, the Kaddish would appear that anything short of Kerim would be like calling a name. And then what we call our conquest to Rabbeinu Tam, which means, you know, not doing business with him, not doing a meal with him, the school. All these things, that's the equivalent of calling a name. And that would not be considered in any way to be a kind of a kafir. And therefore, even if it's done in an improper way, which again was really well indicated, it was not possible to get. That's what the Chazanish suggests, based on the rush, based on the Gemara. Yes, though. Talk loud.
Why shouldn't you be allowed to bury his family? Is that his son in a couple of
meses? Pressure tactics. Doesn't matter. The pressure tactics. People have used pressure tactics for many, many years of this nature. That's it. The pressure tactics. Give the get. Bury a kid. Yes.
If his short of Kerim would be okay.
No. Right. Everything short of Kerim. When I say it's okay to do, but in case it was, you should only do it when he's Chayav Lagarish. But they made a mistake. They made a mistake, and they use these arpokas, but they shouldn't have been used. It would not affect the validity of the get. Because the only thing is you have hitting, you have mil, which means cherim, and anything less than cherim would be just like calling him names, calling him the balaveh, which is not a problem.
Isn't this Gemara right that cherim is not more chumra than? Than fear of the Shalti?
Oh, less common.
I know, but there were people, those who wanted to say that
right.
That Chayim is worse.
That's right. So, keeping me, it's not worse. Pashas. Yes?
You did an upper compost that the Isurim reached the level of a Chayim, but you didn't call it a Chayim. In other words, you did everything that would be involved in a Chayim without actually putting it in a Chayim.
That might be a problem. There is a difference. You see, Chayim is a loch in Gavra. Person is a chayim, you can't get out of it. The way you travel, you are in chayim. And I don't know about it, but you are officially in chayim. Anything, we mimic a chayim, we simulate a chayim. We don't call it a chayim, they don't do this, don't go in four hours, don't say a word to him. That still would not be really a chayim officially. Go out
and
a shem. Risk of terror would not be the same thing. But if it's the fact of the same, would be a question. Yes. Talk loud. Would not be a gemus. That's the question. Get laws take money away from it. That's the reason why it's fear. Fear of the moment is fear. We're going to get to that later.
But what's the fear equal to? Which one?
Fear of the moment, the pashtus is the same as fear of the shalti. Or you walk all the shame to fear of the care, but they're both prohibited. It doesn't make a difference. No, we
should do this. You're not giving them money, so you're taking away.
Big difference. You're a business school.
I think so.
Ever seen a difference? Taking away money is one thing, giving money is not giving it to you.
What?
We're saying that calling him names, which is certainly permissible, and the Harchokas of Rabbeinu Tam, the Chazanish, suggested the same thing. Anything short of Cherim is just called less than Pia Vimila. Just call right, that's what the Chazanish suggests. Yes.
Ellie Lord had a key.
I know about Ellie Lord. Moshe, the fast and Maru below the pastor. I'm looking for a table, man. You have to save it. I want to see it. I want to see it. I heard about it. Bring it in. Put it on a shear.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, Rabosa. Okay, we'll discuss that later. Now, Rabosa. Okay. Now, fine. And here, the Chazanish quotes a fascinating Shuvah Sarashba. Listen very carefully. This is very dangerous for us. The base Yosef in Simon Kuf Nadalin. And the Chazanish quotes that in Simon Kuf Tess, in Kuf Tess, says, Ein levazoso kulitzara. A guy you want to get him to give a get, you don't have a right to hit him with a whip. You can't even baza him.
What can you do?
You can't disgrace him.
Can't shame
him. You can't cause him pain. So at least if they go all over, with his rashbat all over, you can't do anything to the guy. You can't cause him pain. You can't cause him embarrassment. What can you do to him? Hold on a second. How can it be against an open Gemara? We just proved from the Gemara that you're allowed to do anything short of cherem because of the rush. It's me and cherem, it's me and... Well, this is like this. The only reason why we're allowed to use these means for the rush is Gemara, lo, yibasar, heaven. Because Chazanish, he thinks Rashba is referring to a kind of a case where you're using so much bizoyan and so much tsar, that bedvarim ka'elu is yivasar ever. That's what he writes. Hold on a second. It sounds, 1 second, and it sounds like he wants to pass in a way. He says, Ashna the sugi mashmakein, Chazanish, ulamashmaka safti nirala hachmaladina. I thought it's a filet ployim mamish, Chazanish. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. We pass in that what? That cherem is considered forcing. Right? We saw that Ramon and that Agos Oshri in the Mordechai. We saw. According to Chazanish and the Rosh, that's considered what we call mili. And on this mili it says, B'dvarim lo yivasar evet. The guy could even avoid a what? A cherem. He won't do it. So wait a minute. So what do we see? Even a cherem is considered from lo yivasar evet. And the Chazanish is telling me that you call a guy... cause him some embarrassment, some pain, to the Torah male is Yivasar Evet. What's the matter about that? I don't understand what he's talking about. He said that the Torah male is Yivasar Evet. If Yivasar Evet, he himself got to the same before that first meeting in the Russian Yivasar, what's the meeting mean? Cherem, if a Cherem is not going to bring him to his knees, so causing him some embarrassment, some pain, and bring him to his knees, to me it's Tamua Ad Na'o. So I looked up the Beis Yosef. I didn't trust my Rebbe, the Rav, the Bron of the Bracha. Came to the same ship that his husband, he taught us, don't trust anybody. He said, don't trust me. Look it up. Don't trust me. Look it up. So I didn't trust Chazanish either. I looked it up. You shouldn't trust me either about that. It's part of the Masorah. Don't believe anything I said. Look it up. You think I'm wrong? Tell me. I'll back out. So I'm back now, many times. Look it up. Rebbe doesn't say that. Oh, you're right. I'm wrong. Came back the next day of the Shia, but I said, yes, it was a mistake. Happened time and time again. Emes. I looked up the Beis Yosef. I'll give you a verbatim quotation. Quote. Shalo yinadu. Three things. Listen carefully. Every word. Shalo yinadu. V'lo yivazu. V'lo yitzaru oso bigufo. So notice what happened over here. The Chazanish quote is not a quote. Ein levazoso litzaru. Should cause him embarrassment or pain. We cause embarrassment, sob, pain, I don't know what kind of mental pain, whatever. No! He has two ends we have. You shouldn't put him in a chair, is the first thing he said. The second, the last thing, is play his tower with Gufo. What do you mean Gufo? Should hit him! Oh, so the question becomes, you have a sandwich. On one top side of the sandwich says, not to put him in a chair. Of course, we assume it's considered fear. On the other side of the sandwich, we're going to say, we shouldn't cause star goof. What does it mean? Below you about this, below about those. So I don't know what it means. But I'll tell you one thing. It has to be of the same order as what? As Kerem and Sarah goof. I can be honest with you. I don't know what that means. I can't imagine any desire about this powerful. If I do the goofo, I don't mean the zoo goofo. What does that mean? Spin it in. What do you mean about zoo goofo? I don't know what that means. I'm not sure what the word means. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. Whatever design is talking about is of the same order as Kerem and what? Star Haguf. That's not stopped to Hakogos Rabbe the top. That's absolutely not in the same order at all. Clearly. The Rabbe said it's less than Kerem. It's not called Kerem. It's not called Star Haguf. So I think that we have a right to be making against that Chazanish. I think if you record the whole Rashba,
but what can you do then? We don't know what you can do.
I know what we can do. Anything short of Cairo. What? I didn't look up. That's why I didn't go. You look up the Shuta Rashba. Go ahead. No, I think it's a Shuba. I think it's a Shuba the Rashba. I think so. Okay, so that's that. Okay, now. Talk loud.
Based on that, would you make this statement, even if it's just verbal,
formal verbals is not a...
Okay, that's what I thought. Now, Rabota, what? Kuf Nun Dalet.
He's quoting the Rashba.
Sorry?
He's quoting the Rashba.
He quotes the Tshuvas Rashba.
Yeah.
He quotes the Tshuvas Rashba. If you want to look it up, in the Beis Yosef, it's right near the Darkei Moshe, Sitkot Tes. Hard to find things there. It's a little correcting because the Darkei Moshe letters. Tes, that's where you'll find the Beis Yosef. Very long symbol. Okay, Rabota, I looked at the next one. I put a guy in favor. Okay? And I'm willing to put him in favor. I have no right to put him in favor. What's the din? He gives a gad, he put him in favor.
Big problem.
Yaakov, get over here. What are you doing? Sit next to him, right? You can't. You'll be him the other way. Sorry. Listen carefully. So the Chazanish writes, he thinks like this. Listen carefully, Rabosa. You put the guy in Chayrim. Listen. And it was to Loki, didn't to put him in Chayrim. But the Chazanish suggests, in Sipkot Yud Beis, the same Simon, Simon Kuf Ches, in Sipkot Yud Beis, that the get should be a good get. Why? Because since the Chayrim is not Tal, you have no right to put him in Chayrim. So therefore, the get is a good get. That proceeding. Okay, Rabota. That's a problem. Why not a problem? What? Oh. So he's right. I think David is right. I think it's the tradition against the Pharisee and Mordechai. We saw the Mordechai. Because the Rabbeinu Tam, it was a case. They put a guy in Pharisee. And Rabbeinu Tam said, get the guest. Rabbeinu Tam said, no, that guest is no good. And get to give another one. The Pharisee was no good. The Pharisee wasn't Tal. David is right. Even though it's not Tal, he thinks it's Tal. And it was get law. Exactly. It's right, but it's we said the get law. Rabbi Blythe. Exactly. Even though it's not Tal, you think it's Tal, and you give the get because you think the Chayim is Tal, it's no good. But often a riot from this case. The Chayim is right, the Chayim is not Tal. Can't hear me? Sit over here. Just sit over here. Close side, kid.
Seats right here.
Even though you think that the Chayim, even though the Chayim really wasn't Tal, if you think it's Tal, and you give the get because you want to get out of that supposed Chayrim, then the get is no good. That's what we called before the state of mind. We see a Befer Shariah, you hear me better now? Befer Shariah from this Rabbeinu Tam. So the Chazanish is correct. An illegal Chayrim is part of Befer is not Tam. Even he, so he said it's not Tam, the get should be good, he suggests. How can it be? The part of Befer Shariah, again? The answer is he knows it's not Tam, but if you think it's Tam, you think you're in Chayrim, and you give it to get the guy out of the Chayrim which you think you're in, that get is no good. And that reminds me, we said before, of what? Of the get law. So the get law case, we say, I really can't force him.
You can ask him that.
But the thing is enforcing, that itself is enough of a reason to possibly get. Follow me? Yeah. Sorry. He suggests that the get should be good, but in reality it's no good. The Mordechai has a favorite that it's no good. The Mordechai has a favorite that it's no good. So therefore we say that any time you think that you're being forced by a chayr, even though the chayr really was not valid, nevertheless the get gives us that imagined threat which you thought that it was a chayr. The chayr really is invalid, so the get would be invalid. Okay, yes? No, but that's the point. Being called an avayin is not considered sufficient grounds to possibly get. I can walk over to any husband who's totally innocent and call an avayin, and he gives the get is percussion. That is forcing. That's not considered forcing, but a chayim is considered forcing. If he thinks he's going to be a chayim, if he thinks he's going to take his money, if he thinks they're going to hit him, that's like an unloaded gun, right? So all those cases, the get will be no good.
How does money, what kind of money?
The money, I told you, is either considered to be the equivalent of hitting with a stick, or at the very least, the good of chayr. Okay?
Maybe that's to be something you're talking about.
Right. So we say that's no, but our, we said before that our puffness of Rabbeinu Tam would not be considered the equivalent of a cheirim, it would not be considered, it would not invalid to get, even if they're imposed improperly. Not called fear, that's the second side of Chazanish, which we think is correct.
And that's the bizarre that Beis Yosef is talking about.
Bizarre is the applied cheirim, you're saying?
Yes.
Maybe. You wouldn't suggest that bizarre means that he thinks he's going to be put into cheirim. That's a very imaginative shot, I got to tell you. But if it's true, it explains the Rashba's lashon. You're right. Rabbeinu said, everyone look in the Tosfos over here on the on Samach Gimel, Amud Aleph. Ba'omer. Everybody look inside Ba'omer. Very important Tosfos. Samach Gimel. We did it already. It's now the fourth time we're doing it. We have to do another 97 times. Let's go. Ba'omer ain't he's on, they ain't even fine. Everyone look inside. Says Tosfos, Mikan Mochiach Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Shechayev Odom Lahaskir Atzmo Lalame Tinokus Olatzim Loch Acheres Kidei Lozen Es Ishto V'im Lokein Ma Inyan Zeh Tzim Lord Mim Malocha. See, you're forced to go out to get a job. So, a fascinating question comes up. The guy refuses to get a job.
He refuses.
I'm not getting a job. Can you now force his wife, the guy to divorce his wife? So if you take a look, please, if you, I don't know if you have a Shulchan Aruch with you, those who do, open up the Shulchan Aruch, please. Simon Ayin.
What's Simon?
Simon Ayin. Simon Ayin. Siv Gimel. Okay? Simon Ayin, Siv Gimel. That's the Machaber. The last two lines of the Machaber. The last two lines of the Chavar say as follows. Vimhoya ani b'yosef. First was very poor. Ve'en ha'yachol itin la afilu lechem shitvita. Can't even give him the bread that he eats. Simon ayin to give him. And can't even give him bread to eat. Kol penos alahotu. Divorce the husband to divorce his wife because she's starving to death. Can't provide with any bread. Says the Ramah. The Yeshua in the last line, She'ein Kofin also Lahoti Me'acha She'ein Lo. So what does it say? It says that you would not force him according to the Ramon. Since he has nothing to feed, so now, let's go. Me'achar she'ein lo means since he has no money. So what do you want from the guy? If a guy has money and he's a spiteful, hateful person and he lets his wife starve, I was clear with the officer. I cleared it with the officer. I don't know who asked. If he's a hateful person and he won't support his wife, then we say, what? Come on. What? What do we say? Give her a get. Force her to give her a get. He has no money. He loves his wife. Oh, get a job. You need to buy dignity. That's the bachot of someone who? The same Shiloh. There's two separate questions. One is, how should he be obligated to do so? And two, should we be forcing to give again? The Torah will tell you, if he's obligated to do so, and he does not do so, then we give, we force him to give again. If, however, what, he's not obligated to do so, then we say, look, we can't force him to give again. We can't go that far. This is what the Ramah says. Take a look in the Sotan Ramah. There's only a Mishain called for those of the whole Tibi Akashain. Who's the quote? Who's the quote? Who do they call? Who's the source? We, Mishain, Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam, who clings on whom?
Rabbeinu
Leo. Again, same Shiloh. If you're required to go out and get a job, you don't get the job, then what? you're on low rate, they force you to give the get. If you're not required to get a job, you don't get a job, then of course they're not going to force you. It goes together. Okay? Listen very, very carefully. The Piskei Tshuva, is the front base. This case, Shuba suggests it's a cotton base, but there are three categories. One is where he can't get a job. The second category is where he can get a job, he just doesn't bother. He can get a job, and he doesn't want to get the job. That is the Piss case, Shuba is a cotton base. In that case, everyone will agree that you're forced to give the gift. Everybody agrees.
What?
We can get a job, and he just doesn't want to. The Kachuma base suggests that everybody agrees that you would force him to give a get. The Chazanish said that's bunk. That's absolutely untrue.
If there's no chiyuv, there's no chiyuv.
That's right. If Rabbeinu Tam is right, there's no chiyuv to get a job. So then, there's no chiyuv to get a job. Then we will simply not force to get it. He doesn't get the job. Simple as all that. That the Piskei Tshuva is absolutely incorrect. The Piskei Tshuva suggests that the guy, what's the Mechaber, what's the two case over here? The Mechaber says that if he has no way in the world to get a job, he's an only, he has no bread, he's still forced to get it. That's the Mechaber sheet. The Mechaber says you have no way to make any money, we're still forced to get it. No way, still forced to get it. The Ramah says that if he has no money, you will not force to get it. Right? But having no money divides into two categories. I have no money and no way I can get a job. And it's having no money and I could get a job. So the Piskei Tshuva suggests that the Ramah is master if I have no money and I cannot get a job. But then you'd be no force to get. If I have no money and I can get a job, but I'm just too lazy, then the Piskei Tshuva is that everybody will agree you're forced to get. Because the Chazanish, not true. If Rabbeinu Tam is right, then I will not have to go and get a job. Finished. And then you can't force me to give the gift. Yes. Nothing beneath your skills. If your wife is starving, nothing beneath your skills. With ours. No dignity. When your wife is starving, there's no dignity. You have to get a job, any job in the world, to give up put bread on the table. That's a psak. Okay? That's a psak. But that's what the Chazanish says, but if Rabbeinu Eliyahu sheet, if Rabbeinu Tam is right, you don't get any job. Dignity or no dignity. There's no obligation to go get a job. That's the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. No need to get a job. Right. Now listen carefully how the Chazanish proves that he's right. Look inside of the Tosfos. How did Tosfos knock out Rabbeinu Eliyahu's riot? Rabotai, look inside the Tosfos. How did they knock out the riot? They knock it out of view, but country's peerish. The son of a finest who can neged the love of Shalisha. The only way they were able to get out of the raya is how? By quoting Rashi. The malacha means what? If it applied only to the woman, and the son is neged the malacha. Why didn't they say that malacha means malacha mamish? It means his malacha. And even though he's not obligated to take the job, but he's considered a morei, because he has to divorce her. But the fact that Tosfos didn't say that, what do you see? One thing clearly. If he's not obligated to get the job, he's not labeled as a more. So we see one thing clearly. We see another clearly. Okay, aside from that if you're not obligated to get the job, you're not considered a moray, we don't force you. That's what Rabbeinu Tam's talk. And if you don't find the job, then everyone agrees you don't force. because Rabban Eliyahu agrees if you can't, of course it's sure as well to try to find a job. But if you're not obligated to work, so then we say that you are not obligated to go get that job. But you can't, again, that's review. If you can't find a job, any job, no dignity, no dignity, you just can't find any job. And Rabban Eliyahu will agree. Whatever they all say, you're obligated to go and get a job. If you can't find a job, Rabban Eliyahu will agree that you did everything you could, you proved you couldn't find a job, and therefore if you were unsuccessful, you would not be obligated to divorce your wife. If you, however, refuse to take a job, then according to Rabban Eliyahu, you're obligated to take the job, and if you don't, you're obligated to divorce your wife. Whereas, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you are not obligated to take the job, and as a result, if you don't take the job, you're not obligated to divorce your wife. That's what the sack of the... Let him come in. You can hear the shiur too. And you're not obligated to take the job, and therefore you're not obligated to divorce your wife. Yeah. No proof. Why did Tosfos rejected Rabbeinu Eliyahu purely based upon Rashi? Right?
Yeah.
So what does Rashi mean? That Rashi says that the word malacha doesn't mean the malacha of the husband. No. Malacha is the malacha of the wife. The Zohar is the negative malacha of the wife. Why don't they just say this chat? If hosts will say that there exists a case in which, for the lack of malacha, you are going to have to divorce your wife, they should have given that case. Why did they give this dochak shot? That the word malacha, marvin malacha, means the marriage can negate a malacha of the wife. They should have marvin malacha. You could have found a job, and you didn't take it. If the Pesach Shuvah was right, those should have given that teretz. The Tanakh didn't give that teretz, only gave Rashi teretz. If Rashi indicates that no matter how, what job, where job, who job, one job in a time, there's no way in the world you could possibly be forced to divorce your wife, and you're not obligated to take a job in the first place. That's what he says. Now, we have a problem. There's a lot of problems. I've arranged with my what they offer. The retail that I can do. No. Go out to the third floor to the right front. No. Not the arrangement. Speak to them. I spoke to them myself. Go downstairs and check it out. Guys, I think the best thing you have to do is stop sheer and intermingle. Okay? You either take hold of tomorrow as you can learn. You'll review the rush, $7,000. And all the rounds that we spoke about at 11
o'clock. We don't have to move.
Well, they want to throw you out.
So but Rebbe, you spoke to them? You spoke to them?
I spoke to them.
So then we'll have to move.
Don't move, but if I... Okay, I will speak.
But then we don't have seats.
So what I recommend to you is, I'll tell you what you do. I was coming in.
Stay in.
Around. Problem in Iran.
They're coming here so early.
Listen carefully. There's a problem in Iran. Rabotai. The Iran on this top in Sama Gimel, both the Machlokas are made of the owner of Menatah. Is the guy obligated to get a job or is he not obligated to get a job? And he doesn't decide who's right. He doesn't say Rabbi Eliyahu is right. He doesn't say Rabbi Menatah is right. Now, according to what we just said now, whether you force the guy who refuses to get a job to divorce his wife without the pen of the child. If he's obligated to get the job and he doesn't, then you force him to divorce him. If he's not obligated to get the job and he doesn't, then you don't force him to divorce him. The problem is that the Ran at the end of the seventh prayer opens to the Ran, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Lamed Vav and Alfred, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Look what he says. Ran and Lamed Vav Amud Aleph from the bottom line. Don't worry about it. Look at this, Rabotai. Look at this. The third wide line. The guy is an Ani. on both sides. The guy is poor, he's honey. The Einar Welsel is Stake La Via. And he doesn't want to get a job. Yeah? He's poor and he doesn't want to get a job. So the Ran says, divorce the divorcer. So the question is, Adam is one of them. Why did it see you? Here he said, the guy doesn't want to get a job, he forced to divorce him. Right? That should be true only according to whom? Rabbeinu what? No. Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Elio. Rabbeinu Elio is right that he has to get a job just as a job he forced to divorce him. Rabbeinu Tam is right. This statement here in the Ran is wrong. The steer in the Ran. Sam of Gimel. Here the Ran says, if he's a poor guy and doesn't want to get a job, hope and loyalty. And there he says, Rabbeinu Elior, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't decide what's right. So Rabbeinu Elior is right, the statement is wrong. That's the view in Iran. That's a Chazanish discussion. That's what he said, it didn't pass it one way. But you look very carefully in the Chazanish again, the second time today, didn't quote it exactly the way it is. Open up to the Ran and Daksama Gimel. Come here. He has the kasha, he has the view. The second time they had the same issue here. Look over here in the Ran. What the heck? I gotta find it. About Fess? I don't think it's so late. No. One sec, I want it down. One sec, relax. One second. Everyone, help me find it. This is something around the top of the line. Find the Rabbeinu Elio. No, the Ran. Go to Rabbeinu Elio somewhere. Here it is, page 52. Both sides, page 52. It's at the end of the Ramasal Gemara. Pay attention, no? End of the Ramasal Gemara, right before Chazru. See? The last three lines of the Ran. Mikan, the Yerotra, Luma, Rabbeinu, Elioza. Look carefully. The Adam Mechuya of Lats Malacha, the Elazim, and Sishka, the Farnasa. The mashma, the hainu merit shel malacha, she meshubed lo lachis malacha, lizona lefarnesa. That's Ryan number one. V'yod haya omer, she misefer ksuvo nilmo, she kosen on the eflach, ve'eker, v'ezen lefarnes. Mashma, she yavod v'yase malacha, v'avura. Says the Ryan, ve'ein mikan raya, she kvapirish rashadal, the Nuk was on the furnace who connected Malachna Shalisha. So the Chazanish said that the Ran quoted both Shehekta. You guys now have an assignment. The Rush, I was thinking that second note smart inside out. Simon Lamed Dalid and Simon Lamed Hay. That's what we're talking about. They're almost like moving out at 11 o'clock. You have a half an hour, okay? Rush, Lamed Rebbe,
Simon Lamed Dalid.
Don't leave, sir.
Simon Lamed Dalid.
They will
not
throw you.
They will. Yeah, no, they will.
I'll stay here. Okay, I'll stay here.
Ask him.
There's no tape from the next year. The tape recorder did not work.